I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Last week was North Korean Freedom Week, recognizing the courage of escapees as well as millions of people who still suffer in the hermit nation. As hard as it is to get out of North Korea, it's also incredibly difficult to get a Bible into North Korea. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
"We have to remember at the end of the day, any means of getting a Bible into North Korea from any direction is essentially been criminalized."
Yet on the heels of North Korean Freedom Week, true freedom for North Koreans is found in the gospel. That's why VOM Korea aims to do everything they can to continue getting Bibles across the North Korean border.
Here we are, and every year, Voice of the Martyrs Korea, by the grace of God, and with the partnerships that we have with the Voice of the Martyrs organizations around the world, has gotten more than 40,000 Bibles a year into North Korea.
Next, few expected the reformist wildcard Masoud Pezeshkian to win Iran's presidential election runoff 9 days ago. However, as reality sets in,
people are starting to dare to hope, but we have to wait and see. I don't think anyone doubts his intent. He's probably the most normal Iranian, if you want to use those words, of all of those that ran for the office of president.
Lana Silk with Transform Iran says Pezeshkian's likability could benefit Iran's minorities.
He's relatable. He's from one of the ethnic minorities. He's a heart surgeon. When he announced his candidacy, he was holding his daughter's hand.
Whether his persona translates to positive change for minorities remains to be seen. Pray Pezeshkian will encounter the truth about Jesus. Pray for his life to change as a result. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can now also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.